Good morning, Delaware. This is your loyal leader today, Nicole Fowles, Communications Manager for the Delaware County District Library. George is off for the day, and I am joined by our regular co-host, Miss Molly Myers-Labate.
I love being back.
I love having you here. It's always great when Molly's a co-host because I don't have to really worry that much about something to read because she usually has something to read and a place that she's been, and it's just wonderful. You really carry your weight.
I can talk.
Yeah.
It is a skill.
You're a great co-host for that reason. And joining us today, we have Joy Kelch, and she is an outreach specialist in our Community and Family Outreach Services Department, and she's going to talk a little bit about a very cool project that they're working on in the second half of our show that has to do with smiling and buttons, but we'll give you a tease, and you can listen to the second half of the show about that later. But good morning, Joy.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you. Well, as we normally get started, we are going to talk a little bit about some things that we have recently read or watched or binged, anything like that. So what do you got going on, Molly?
I have to say, I have been reading, I'm still reading Outlander, but I'm going to let you guys out of that one. I am on the seventh book now.
You wanted to give us like the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 synopsis.
And at this point, you need to already be invested. but I'll tell you about, I did a quick read on a book called Patina, which is from Jason Reynolds' series, the Track series.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
The first one in that series is Ghosts, but you don't need to read these in order, which I love.
Yeah.
They're different kids on that track team and their story. And this one is about Patina, who's called Patty.
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually living with her little sister at her aunt and uncle's because her mother has what she calls the sugar, so diabetes.
Okay.
And wasn't able to care for her sister and her. And she is so scared of getting the sugar or what the sugar is going to do to her mom that when she runs for her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the story of she's had to transfer schools. And now she's in this really rich school versus being around kids in her own neighborhood. She's adjusting to, you know, life, only seeing her mom like once a week. And a lot of things are going on at once. And I love how Jason Reynolds can write these kids just so human.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, what you're going through is just this thing. And trying to be responsible for her sister, but she is just a kid herself. So, you know, Patina, just a really great book. Gives you sort of that overlook of everything going on, you know, in that track team's life, just from a different view.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fantastic.
Jason Reynolds is such a gifted author, and that's one of the things when we heard him speak, I think it's been 2 years now, that he just, you know, he said growing up, he never got to hear about kids who lived life like he did.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the main reasons why he started writing books, is because he felt like more people needed to hear about what his stories were because he knew more people were living them.
And he can write such relatable characters. You know, I often struggle. I think it's very hard to write about somebody who's different from you. And when men write women,
mm-hmm.
I sometimes am like, yeah, I don't think you know that. But he writes these characters in a way that they go beyond just that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I absolutely love it.
Thanks.
Also, I don't always love when women write men either.
Yeah. Also, if you ever listen to audiobooks, sometimes when women speak male voices and vice versa, when males speak female mm-hmm. voices, sometimes they're like, if it's a man, he'll be like, and then she said, and I'm like, it's not.
My husband's voice when he talks for me is Miss Piggy. I swear he uses a Miss Piggy voice. And I'm like, do you want to be in a fight right now? Because you need to stop that. And he's like, but it's my girl voice. I'm like, it's the worst girl voice ever.
You've insulted every woman everywhere.
I mean, we all love Miss Piggy, mm-hmm. but not the time.
No. Now, Molly, sometimes you have a fun oddity of a place that you visited that you like to share. Do you have anything like that today?
I haven't been out for a while, but mm-hmm. of course I've got one I can pull out.
Okay.
I don't think I've talked about the American Sign Museum, have I?
Like signs like on a post or signs like
neon
with my
light signs that hang in front of every gas station, restaurant. So Cincinnati, Ohio, if you go down, there is the American Sign Museum.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be like a tiny one room little museum. This thing is huge.
Signs are big.
Beautifully put together. Worth a trip. You can walk around and you can see everything from I think they had a Big Bear sign that I about lost my mind because I haven't, you know, used to be our grocery store. Now they're
mm-hmm.
all Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, walk around. The lights are bright. You've got some of them still spinning. It's a walk back in history.
That's awesome.
And our neon history. Amazing day trip that you can do. They, of course, sell some memorabilia.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep my little sign museum, you know, magnet on my fridge. We've got an ornament on the tree. So, because I've got to.
That's awesome.
So I have to say, quick little trip. We hit a good Indian restaurant that wasn't far from there. Mm-hmm. So great little trip down to Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
So once you
fun.
Start planning, we're gonna be traveling again soon.
It's coming. It's coming again mm-hmm. soon. All right. Well, Miss Joy, you have a book that you wanted to share with us this morning that has a tie into a book club that you run.
Yes. The name of the book, the title is The Henna Artist, and the author is Alka Joshi. Mm-hmm. And it is a story set in India, and it takes place in the 1950s, shortly after India gains its independence. So it's sort of like entering this world where there's still Maharajas and Maharanis, and it's set in the set in the city of Jaipur, so not far from where the Taj Mahal is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the story of a woman who escapes her fate as a poor village girl stuck in a arranged, loveless marriage, and how she becomes someone known for her artistry with painting henna. And so she gets to service the clientele of the elite of the Jaipur society. And so it's a story where you really get to experience that exotic world and hear about how Lakshmi's life turns out. And I just recently finished it. I was sitting at my kitchen table on Saturday morning, and when I closed the cover, I was really kind of sad and wistful to let go of those characters. So it's a great read.
That is, that's a good sign of a good read.
I know. I always feel like when you finish that good book, I'm dreading the end of Outlander now, because you say goodbye to those characters who've become a part of your life.
Yeah. Joy, remind us, when is the Around the World in Books and Bites book club meeting?
That will be meeting on February 22nd.
Okay.
That's a Monday, and it meets from 1 to 2 o'clock p.m. virtually. And if you're interested, you can find information on the website. Love to have you zoom in.
Okay, now I'm going to put you on the spot, because normally you would be eating the food from the culture that you're reading about. Do you have any good Indian restaurant recommendations in the area?
Oh, yes. That's one of my favorites. I like going to the Saigon. That's totally different country.
That was Vietnamese, right?
Yes. That would be Bombay. No, Saffron. That's why.
Saffron. That's right. Yes.
And Powell. I like going there. But I really have not checked out the restaurant scene in several months. But that one's good. And cumin.
I love cumin.
Yeah. So
awesome. Well, thank you, Joy.
Sure.
Well, I actually, the thing that I read this past week was tied into what I talked about last week. I had talked about how I watched Snowpiercer, the series, and then what I did over the weekend was we watched the 2013 movie. So the series just came out in 2020. The season 2 is debuting now on TNT. 2013, there was a movie with Chris Evans. It's on Netflix. My husband and I watched that this weekend and hated it in comparison to the television series. And then I decided to check out the graphic novel. And I checked out the graphic novel that was a translation from the one that was written in 1980. And because that one was written in French, and I read the graphic novel last night, and I hated that too. So, I mean, I guess I'm glad that I started with the TV series, because, you know, otherwise, if I'd started with the other two, I would have been like, nope.
Sometimes I wonder how they get picked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get great series, and you're like, okay, the books, but maybe you read it in the wrong order.
Yeah, it had a good core. It definitely had a good core. But I have something more fun to talk about for the next minute or so is, and I have not been watching this, but another like major thing that's happening on Netflix right now is Bridgerton.
Yes. Oh, everyone's talking about it.
I have heard it is steamy and it is British, and that's all you need to know.
So all I know is I haven't started Outlander yet, but there is a big Bridgerton versus Outlander fan base. Now, I have read The Duke and I, so I have an idea of what's going on in this. But I have a feeling I'm going to stick to my roots, because I am 7 books in.
That is so funny. So we subscribe to a thing called Library Aware. It has some great book recommendations. And the one that I just saw was they have a while you wait for Bridgerton season 2, here are some books that you can read. And so these are all going to be books that are going to have some romance. They're going to have some princess and prince and duke and royalty and all that
Did
kind of...
Do they give you spice levels? How hot are these going to get?
Does not give me spice levels. But I can definitely tell, like, you know, when you read the description, it's romance, right? So here's one that they give on this example. It's called Duke of My Heart, and it's by Kelly Bowen, and mm-hmm. it is part of the Lords of Worth series. You know, it describes that Captain Maximus Harcourt is an unconventional 10th Duke of Aldridge, and he can deal with tropical storms and raging seas and the fiercest of pirates. But he's returned home from his latest voyage, and he's found a naked Earl, inconveniently deceased, tied to his missing sister's bed.
Oh, this could totally happen.
What? And of course, he only has one place to turn, which it is the mercy of the captivating Miss Ivorymore and Chagar Associates. And she is known throughout London for smoothing over the most dire of scandals.
Oh, my goodness.
But what happens when he meets her? Her dark eyes are too wide. Her mouth is too full. Her cheekbones are too sharp. Yet together, she's flawless. So that's Duke of My Heart. These are what, I mean.
I love this.
So funny. Okay, here's another. You can tell that one's going to get a little spicy.
Yes.
Here's another one. It's called To Have and To Hoax. This is part of the Regency Vows series, and it is by Martha Waters. And this one talks about, you know, Lady Grey and Lord James Audley, they met, they fell in love, they got married 5 years ago, but 4 years ago they had a fight to end all fights and they haven't spoken since.
Oh, four years.
I know, it's been a long time. And so, you know, the passion is gone, everything's gone, they haven't talked to each other. But what happens is she gets a letter that he has been thrown from his horse and rendered unconscious at their country estate. And so she races to be by his side, only to discover that he's still alive and well. At the tavern, and completely unaware of her concern. And she's outraged, and he's confused, and the distance between them
has
never been more apparent. But of course, there's going to be wit and charm and hearts. To Have and To Hoax. Okay, here's a fun one. This one adds some, this would be like persons of color, adding some persons of color to a princess story. This one is called A Princess in Theory. It's by Alyssa Cole. And it's Nalady Smith. She doesn't have time for fairy tales. This is modern day. She gets an email that she says she's supposed to be betrothed to an African prince. Right. Okay, delete. But what's happening on the other side of the world, Prince Thabiso is the sole heir to the throne of Thesolo, and he has to get married. And so he tracks down his missing betrothed back in her hometown in America.
She just answered the email.
I know. And so he finds her. She thinks he's a pauper, and he takes the opportunity to not be a prince.
Oh, but I bet there's a fight when she finds out he's actually a prince and has been lying to her.
You wrote it, I'm sure.
I watch a lot of Hallmark-type movies.
And the last one is, this one is some LGBT love stories. This is It Takes Two to Tumble. This is number one in the Seducing the Sedgwicks series by Kat Sebastian. And so we've got some of Ben Sedgwick's favorite things are helping his poor parishioners, baby animals, but shamelessly flirting with the handsome Captain Philip Dockery.
Oh, shamelessly.
But some of Philip Dockery's favorite things are his ship, people doing as they're told, but getting closer to the irresistible Vicar at every opportunity.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Steamy. Little escapism there.
Steamy.
I point out to my husband that this is way more romance than just watching True Blood on the couch together.
Right.
I like to tell him about what's happening in Outlander and be like, you're Scottish. You never wear a kilt.
Yeah, where's your kilt?
Where are your weird Scottish sounds that I, you know, why right. are you responding to me in words? You could be grunting, it seems.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Scotsmen do. So anyway, keep an eye on our social media. We'll have that list posted. We also post it with our show notes of all those recommendations. So we're going to take a short break and we'll be back with Joy to talk about a smile button
Yay!
Project on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. And welcome back. You're listening to Off the Shelf, the radio show for the Delaware County District Library. I am your host today, Nicole Faust, Communications Manager. I am joined by a wonderful, wonderful regular co-host, Miss Molly Myers-Lebady.
Thank you for having me back.
We're so happy to have you here. And our guest today is Joy Kelch. She is an outreach associate, an outreach specialist with our Community and Family Outreach Services Department, the longest department title of all of our branches within the Delaware County District Library system. But we're so happy to have you, Joy. Thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
We are going to talk about something fun today that you've been working on a little bit behind the scenes with DCDL staff members, but now you're ready to open it up to the public. So tell us about the smile buttons.
Well, the smile buttons was born out of necessity, in a sense, during this day of COVID precautions and mask wearing. Just being out in public and not seeing people's smiles and being kind of longing to see the smile behind the mask. So we thought we would make a button and put people's faces on it so that even if they're wearing their mask at a work setting or wherever they happen to find themselves, we can still see what the face behind the mask looks like.
Yeah, you know, I can tell you from experience, it is shocking. I bought a car during COVID and I talked with my salesperson for, you know, hours. It takes, buying a car is not a short process.
No.
Talked with my salesperson for hours and we both had our masks on the whole time, but I caught him in his little side office and where he was doing some of the paperwork on his computer, and he had taken his mask off and it did not look like the lips and nose and teeth that I was expecting. I was shocked. So I think this, who will this help, Joy? Who are the people who you think could benefit most from having buttons like these?
Well, I think first we were looking at some of our outreach patrons. So those would be people working in daycares and preschools. I think especially children who don't get to see the facial expressions of their teachers.
Right.
It's more reassuring and comforting to be able to still see their smile. And also maybe they're new in a school and they don't even know what their teacher's unmasked face might look like. So it would be in school settings, in clinic and emergency, urgent care settings as well. Anywhere where a smile could really bring a comfort to the people that we interact with. So frontline workers and really anybody in a business setting who wants to bring that extra level of personalization to the people they're interacting with.
Right. I think of retail and restaurant industries.
They're
still there.
I read people's faces every day. It has been really hard for me. When I'm having a conversation, I didn't realize how much I relied, like trying to figure out, you know, every piece of what your face does tells me something. And not seeing it is really hard on some of us.
Yeah. So, Joy, you started within the library staff, and so you collected all of our images, and you put them on these beautiful 3-inch buttons, and we've even got, like, some fun little DCDL logos and backgrounds on them and things like that. And now you're opening up to the public, right? You want to take some requests from people, from members of the public. So how can they do that, and what do you need from them?
Sure. We would love for people to take advantage of some free smile buttons. They can email their photos, a headshot, so from shoulders up, and send it to smilebuttons@ DelawareLibrary.org, and that'll come to us. Include your name and, if it's a business, the contact information where we would reach out to you to deliver your button. And we'd be happy to do it for staff of a business where I think, Nicole, you can confirm for me, was it 20?
Yep. I think Robbie said upwards of 20. Robbie's the manager of the community service or the community and outreach services department.
Right. So up to 20 staff members. We have a place right across from our Orange Branch Library called All Our Friends. We recently did some buttons for them. So we kind of started with the idea we'll reach out to our neighbors along Gooding Boulevard, but we're opening it up wide now. And so we invite people to check it out. And I think maybe, is there going to be information on our website about it?
Yep, it's already there. So if you go to DelawareLibrary.org and you just scroll down to kind of where our little news carousel is, it'll be the second item on the news carousel. And you see it right there, nice and big. It says smile buttons.
Yep.
Yeah, so that email again is smilebuttons with an S, B-U-T-T-O-N-S, at DelawareLibrary.org. Include all of that information, you know, how many you need, include your attachments, make sure it's a good photo, you know, cropped the right way.
Yes.
We don't want a teeny tiny little 1 kilobyte photo taken from head to toe. That's not going to do us any good.
And your
smile is going to look real pixelated on that button there. But one thing that I would be remiss if I did not mention is this project, we got funding from some dear friends of ours.
I was going to ask about that because I thought we had gotten some. Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that, Joy?
Yes. So the Friends of the Library is a wonderful organization that does fundraising for us, and they were very generous to grant us some money for projects that we were considering. So with the grant money from the Friends, the outreach department decided to purchase the button-making machine and supplies, and that's what we have used our Friends of the Library grant money for.
Right. Mm-hmm. So this project, because it was funded by our friends, we really felt like we needed to pass that good and that kindness and that well-being back onto the community. And so the outreach department is going to take the first 1,000 buttons that are requested are going to be totally free.
Wonderful.
You just request it. You just send all the pertinent information in. And the first 1,000 requests that we get, we'll go ahead and we'll make those for you for free. After that, we talked a little bit about internally about giving those supplies or getting more supplies through our Maker Annex, mm-hmm. and then just charging basically the cost of the materials. And we figured that's not going to be more than about 25 cents a button.
Oh, and I can't wait to start seeing smiles across Delaware again. They're all there. They're just hidden behind masks.
Right. Exactly. So, Joy, do you have anything else that you want to add about your Smile Button project or any other businesses that you want to give shout outs to that have already taken advantage of this?
Well, if you're along Gooding Boulevard and you haven't heard from us, please reach out to us. So I think we reached out to the Animal Hospital of Orange Township there, and we plan to reach out to the Nationwide Hospital and Urgent Care right at the corner there. But I would say that one of the benefits that has been really I've been fortunate to have the after effect of is that it's so nice opening those emails and then seeing a barrage of smiling faces.
Right. Yes.
And if they're seeing a smile therapy, we are getting to have the benefit of that when we get to see all those smiles every day.
That's awesome. That's great. Well, thank you, Joy, for telling us about the Smile Button Project and sharing that with the rest of Delaware and Delaware County. Thank you to our friends. As many of our regular listeners know, they are also the sponsor of our show. So thank you to the Friends of the Delaware County District Library. You do wonderful things. Pretty soon, you're going to see a special video up on our social media of some work that the friends did at our Orange Branch Library last week while they were trying to clear out some books.
Oh, yes.
That had been stored. Just stacked to the ceiling. Almost literally.
<I know.
laughs> Almost literally. Well, Molly, we have some upcoming events this coming week. One of the ones that I wanted to talk about was we've got our Wednesday regular virtual story time on February 17th. It's 10 a.m. It's with Mr. George.
Oh, so much fun.
He is so much fun. He is going to do the theme of it. Sometimes the theme is like goats, or sometimes the theme is love monsters. This one, the theme is sing along.
Oh, and that is going to be a blast.
You know there are going to be some instruments coming out there. For sure. Also coming up Tuesday, February 16th at 6 o'clock, we have Maker Annex 101. So that is Kellen Freeman. He's talking about the Maker Annex, which now is newly permanently located in our Delaware Main Library. And he is going to give a quick little update virtually through Zoom about what all it does.
I highly suggest this because I don't think people realize all the options they have through our Maker's Annex. It's really there for you, the community, to really get your hands on some neat things.
And he's got a new fancy printer.
Oh, so fancy.
That is like real good.
Uh-huh. I can already see your eyes glittering with ideas you can come up with.
I was drooling when the sales associates showed it to me. I was like, oh yeah, we're gonna need that. Mm-hmm. Coming up on Thursday, February 18th, our Centero friends, we talked to Kira from Centero a couple shows ago. They are giving their parenting workshop. It is Thursday the 18th at 1 o'clock until 2:30 p.m. That one is managing fighting and aggression. If you got a little one who needs some help just getting them to cool down, that is a good one to go to. Yeah. Lots of wonderful tips and tricks there.
My nieces and nephews are skilled at getting each other wired up.
Right.
So you sometimes need that help getting them back.
Yeah. just cool it down. Just, you know, do some deep breathing. Mm-hmm. We like to use candles in our house. We pretend our fingers are candles and you have to blow out the candles.
I've seen taking your finger around the number 8, having a large 8 and the calming of doing that. Mm-hmm. I love that technique. I've used it myself a few times.
Yeah, I know. All of the tools that we need to have in our tool belt just to be functioning humans.
Yes. They say it's for kids, but I think we all can use most of these.
Yep, yep, exactly. Because if we didn't learn it as kids, we sure as heck don't know it as adults. Well, that leads us to the end of our show. Thank you again, Molly, for being my co-host.
I am always happy to be here.
Thank you, Joy, for being our guest. Joy's still there. And thank you, Gage, for running the board for us,
doing all
the wonderful things, troubleshooting the computer.
Yes, it takes a lot.
You really are.
Computers don't like to work.
You really are a renaissance man, a man of many talents.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And we will very soon see you in the library. But until then, we'll see you in the parking lot.